for us, the 3 weeks have started early this year. A period of Avelos, our bitter period of the year, has begun this day, a day when we were stunned by the news from Eretz Yisrael. Logically, it's something we should have expected all along. A logical person would have said that it's not likely that the boys are alive. But for 18 days, Klal Yisrael was swept on a level higher than logic. Klal Yisrael was swept by feelings of emotion, feelings of warmth, feelings of hope, strong ideals of tefillah. For 18 days we went to sleep and woke up thinking about these boys in Eretz Yisrael. For 18 days we attended chasanas, something I'd never seen before. In the middle of a chuppah, the joining together in Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, or the saying of Tehillim. For 18 days we dreamt of the days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought miracles in Eretz Yisrael. For 18 days, there was somewhat of a kiyum of Hasiraisi Asleif Even Mikirbechem Nasati Lechem Leif Basar. Our hardness, our cynicism, our toughness was replaced by a sensitivity. It was replaced by a beauty of all of Klal Yisrael coming together. For 18 days, we didn't hear about politics in Eretz Yisrael. For 18 days, our hearts went out to these three young men we never met. And now these 18 days are past. And no doubt, maybe slowly, maybe quickly, the Leiv HaEven will return. And the Leiv HaBosar, for which we all yearn, will disappear. We find in the Chumash, if you find dead bodies in Eretz Yisrael, the land of Eretz Yisrael, Neifel Basada, Loinaida Mihiko. The Torah says that when people are murdered, it's the job of the Yidden in that area to be able to stand up and say, Yadeinu lo shafchu as hadam hazeh. Chazal ask, Yadeinu lo shafchu, what's the have mean, Yadeinu shafchu as hadam hazeh? And Rashi explains that it's a moment for introspection. Yidden didn't murder them, but maybe there was something that was done, some insensitivity that somehow lent a hand to shafchu es hadam hazeh, to the shvichas damim. That's what the Torah teaches us to think. It teaches us to think when something so unprecedented takes place, it's a time to think about ourselves. We're all shaken by the tragedy. We're all saddened by it. I don't think too many of us think about the possibility of a Deinu Shafchu as Hadam Hazeh. But this year has been an unprecedented year of speaking about Machlaikis between Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. It's been an unprecedented year of friction between Frum and Yidden. It's been an unprecedented year of Lashon Hara. The Gemara in Erechin says, Lashon Hara Hayregesh Loisha B'nei Adam. Lashon Hara Hayregesh Loisha B'nei Adam. The Gemara is talking about the Medaber and the Shemeya, and Misha Medabrim Olav. But the words have to ring in our ears. Lashon Hara Hayregesh Loisha B'nei Adam. Yodeinu Loishafchu Es Adam Hazeh. What business do we have talking Lashon Hara about things that are happening in Eretz Yisrael? What tayeles is it for us in America to be busy with politics in Eretz Yisrael? There may be times, there may be moments in Eretz Yisrael where those who are in Eretz Yisrael have a teyelis in it. But what teyelis is it for us? What teyelis is it for us in Chutz La'aretz to talk about these things, to talk about these things about the Midrashim, to talk about these things passionately? It's an unprecedented tragedy, and it's been an unprecedented year. I remember about 30 years ago when Rashach broke away from Agudas Yisrael and started Degel HaTorah. I walked into shul in the morning, and somebody quite a bit older than me came over to me and he said, "Did you hear?" I said, "Heard what?" He said, "Rav Shach made an asifa the night before the Binyanei HaUmah, and he announced the breakaway party that Degel HaTorah broke away from Agudas Yisrael." And he tells me what happened. He said, "Rav Shach got up to speak, and he was overcome with emotion, and he wept, and he couldn't speak. And he said, 'Let the others speak first, he'll speak last.' And he got up to speak last, and again he wept, and couldn't speak. So I asked this fellow that was talking to me, 'If Rav Shach was weeping, why are you so overjoyed? Why are you so happy to run around talking about it?' There are times where in Eretz Yisrael, for reasons that best understood there, there may be a teyelis in talking about the politics of Eretz Yisrael. But there's no sensible reason in the world that we here in Flatbush have to talk about it. We should be talking about the Palestinians, not about the Jews. We have plenty of enemies that we could talk about. There are enough mekatrikim on Klal Yisrael. There's enough danger in Klal Yisrael. It's a mokim sakana in Eretz Yisrael. It's a sakana yaim yaim. There are enough mekatrikim. There are enough problems. We don't have to add to the problems in Eretz Yisrael from overseas. The Chafetz Chaim brings la halacha from the Sefer Yerayim. The Yerayim is a sefer of mitzvahs. It's a minyan mitzvah sefer. It's not a musa sefer. And the Yerayim says ladina that there's an issa d'oraisa of lashon hara to talk bad about Eretz Yisrael. I don't understand it technically. Lashon hara is an issa ben adam l'chaveray. What's the explanation of the issa of mitzi dibas haaretz? I'm not sure. But Yerayim says it's an issa d'oraisa. The Chafetz Chaim brings it. Yodeinu lo shofru es adam hazeh, did it ever dawn on us that the abundance of lashon hara leloi teyeles, where it's leteyeles, is one thing. Can you imagine a teyeles? Is there a teyeles that people in Brooklyn should talk about Chilul Shabbos in cities in Eretz Yisrael, should talk about problems with Shmiras HaHalach in cities in Eretz Yisrael? What's the teyeles? Who's coming to ask your advice? I'd like to read to you a letter, or a piece of a letter, that Yisrael Salanta wrote to someone who was going lehisarech Eretz Yisrael, to visit Eretz Yisrael. And this letter rings down to us through the decades. I'm reading to you from the Michtam Eliyahu, Chelek Gimel, page 332. And Michtam Eliyahu in turn is writing to someone who went to Eretz Yisrael in 1931. And he quotes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter as follows. Kosav huzal leechad shoyim esarech beretz Yisrael ki yishamar lebal yeida klum imachloikis tisham. You should be careful. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. Don't know anything about the machloikim in Eretz Yisrael. Ki imach yeida yefsher li yishamem ledaber. The Yetzahara to talk about it is so great that if you'll only know about it, yefsher li yishamem ledaber, you won't be able to hold yourself back from speaking about it. And then he adds, v'hidgishlai, and he stressed, keep in the gale is there. When you're talking about machleksim in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, kishiyavei abaisa, when you return back to Chutz La'aretz, ki'ilu lo'ihoyo be'eretz Yisrael klal. It should be regarding the machloksim in Eretz Yisrael, ki'ilu, you were never there. This was written 100 years ago. And it was written again in a letter 80 years ago. And it's as true today as it was then. We need to stand together, all of us, Amim Kabul, to do as Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, ki yishomar lebal yeida klumi machlaikis tisham, ki yimach yeida efsheli, yi efsheli yishomar meledaber. The Yetzahara of speaking Lashon Hara, of speaking Lashon Hara when there's a righteous bend to it, it's hard to resist. I'm talking to myself as much as to anybody else. There's plenty of good in Eretz Yisrael. There's plenty of beauty in Eretz Yisrael. There's plenty to talk about Eretz Yisrael without falling into the trap into, let's face it, which we fell into. It's a trap into which we fell into over the last year as the matzav in Eretz Yisrael became more and more critical and became more something on people's minds. And we fell into the trap. Let's talk about what's good. Let's not talk about what's negative. Let's not talk about what's bad. Lashon hara hiregesh shloisha b'nei Adam. How could it be? How could it be? What is Rav going to say? So machloikis m'psachim. Machloikis m'seftis m'psachim. If the Shmira of Shluchei Mitzvah is b'chazarasan as well, if it's only b'halichasan or even b'chazarasan. Here, you had young men coming back from a yeshiva. I think it's Rav that says there's a Shmira b'chazarasan as well. No? Shluchei Mitzvah, people going to a yeshiva and coming home from a yeshiva. So the Gemara says, "B'makim d'shchichi hezek ashani." In a place where hezek is shchiach, where it's common, where it's dangerous, it's different. Who made it dangerous? Who made it dangerous? The Arabs made it dangerous, or the Mekatrigim in Shemaya made it dangerous? The whole chiyus, the whole living in Eretz Yisrael, is kulay nisim. It's kulay miracles from beginning to end. The whole kiyum of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. It's kulay nisim from beginning to end. Without any Hashem Elokecha, Mereishis Hashana, Atzayif Shana, there's no kiyum. Ki yimotze chala ba'adama, asher Hashem Elokecha, naisen lecha l'rishta, oinayda mihi ko. Oinayda mihi ko. We have to look inwards. We're taught to look at ourselves. It's easy to blame others. It's more difficult to look inwards. I remember once there was a sifa of the yeshivas. It was a sifa mecha for whatever it was in Yonim of Kavod HaTorah many years ago. Yeshivas from outside of New York were coming, were renting buses and coming in. And Rav Palm got up to speak in the Beis Medrash, and he said that he was promised that none of the speakers would speak against. They would only speak for. Nobody would speak against anyone. They would only speak for Kavod HaTorah. And he said, based on that, he's letting us go. And if anybody gets up to speak and speaks against, he wants us to know that that's not an asifa that he would agree to send Bokhrim to go to. I don't remember what people said at the asifa. But I remember what Rav Palm said before the asifa. An asifa, mecha, for Kavod HaTorah has to be positive for Kavod HaTorah. There's no tayeles in negative. There's no purpose in it. It's destructive. Ramesh has an incredible chiddush in one of the igris, Arachayim Chelek Dalid, Simen Chaf Aleph. It's really based on a Taz. Ramosha says that we all know there's a seder of chashivas for the different amens. A certain amen you're allowed to answer in the middle of Pesukim de Zimra, in the middle of Berachas Kriya Shema, in the middle of Shemini Esrei, we don't answer any amens. There's a seder of chashivas, Kaddish, Kedusha, Yesh Mei Rabba. Ramosha writes a lashon that there's one amen that's chashiv yaser mi Yesh Mei Rabba. More chashiv than Yesh Mei Rabba, and amen. So Ramosha writes, again based on a Taz really, that there's one more chashiv amen. In Birchas Kayanim, when the Kayanim say v'yishmerecha, v'yichunecha, and shalom, and the Tzibur answers amen, that amen is more chashiv than the others. And Ramosha brings two rayas. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if you have a Tzibur, which is kulam kayanim, everyone in the Tzibur is a kayan. So, the kayanim go up to Duchin, and at least one kayan has to stay to answer amen to the brachas. To answer amen to the brachas of Duchening. And Ramosha says, what do you mean? Duchening is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The kayanim could stand there and bless the Klal Yisrael. They don't have any people in front of them. The amen is a mitzvah, the duchening is a d'oraisa. So, Rav Moshe, the amen is part of benching Klal Yisrael. The amen is part of the bracha. The Sefer HaCharedim says that the Yisraelim also have a chelik and mitzvah birchas kayanim. And Rav Moshe explains that that's that amen. It's that amen. And the Mishnah says that the Chazan, who's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, the Chazan in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, does he answer the Amen to Yishmerecha, Yichunecha, and Shalom? The Mishnah says, no, Mibnei Tiruf Hadas. We're afraid he'll get mixed up in his davening. Vaistos Be'etzem, he would answer Amen in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. You don't answer Yishmer Rabbah in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. Zok Rav Moshe Mikan, that an Amen of Birchas Klal Yisrael is Choshev Yosef Mikula more than Yehesh Mei Rabba, Yehesh Mei Rabba, Birchas Hashchina, Birchas Hashem. And the Taz says more. He says, what kind of Tiruf Hadas? You say, Amen to Yishmerech, it's so complicated. The Chaz is going to get confused. Bichuneka, you say, Amen, you're going to get confused. So the Taz, if you say an Amen, and you're mechavin to bench Klal Yisrael the way you should, you're thinking v'yishmerecha. You think v'yishmerecha, you can get lost in all the shmiras that Klal Yisrael needs. You're thinking v'chunecha, you're thinking v'yasein l'cha shalom. That's what you're thinking. It'll be a tiruf hadas. You start thinking about the problems of Klal Yisrael. We need to believe that when we say things and when we do things, it matters, it counts. For 18 days, the Tehillim, after davening here and I'm sure elsewhere, was said with feeling, with hergish. It was said the way it should be said. For 18 days, you saw on people's faces the feelings that they had in their tefillahs. For 18 days, it didn't matter in which group in Klal Yisrael you were. One mishpacha, we're all one mishpacha. You meet a yid, you sit near a yid on a plane, you sit there long enough, you find out that you know his cousin, you know his neighbor. What is Klal Yisrael? We're one big mishpacha. We need to protect each other. We need to change our focus, our shmuzerai. We need an achdus in Klal Yisrael. When I walked in, someone gave me a note from Chaim Kanievsky that he said today. He mentioned the schusim that these three kedushim had. And I don't doubt that. And he writes in that the achdus that stood for these days should continue. It's very hard to keep hergish. The mind goes back to other things. But this Kabbalah, we need a mindset. We need to understand that Lashon Hara HaRegis means Lashon Hara HaRegis. The fact that we would be ones to put Yidden in Eretz Yisrael and Sakana, it's mind-boggling. We're taught when there's time to be critical, to look at ourselves. We're taught when it's a time to understand why things are happening, to look inwards. I went to Eretz Yisrael the first time to the 29 Kivarim of the Haruge Chevrain, probably about 20 years ago. And one of the 29 young men that was murdered by the Arabs in Chevrain, to my surprise, was named Reisman, and he was a Levi. Most Reismans are not Levium. And his first name was the first name that's common in our family. When I was there, it was about 70 years, close to 70 years after the Patira. The Kedoshim, the Rambam says anyone killed because he's a Yid is a Kadosh. We need to say to Hillel for Deschus, for where they stand. We need to say to Hillel for ourselves, we need to say to Hillel that we should keep the Lev HaBosar that we have. A heart that feels, a heart that has hergeshim, a heart that has Klal Yisrael come together with one small family in a nation, in a world of nations that are Esavs, nations that have hatred for us. You can be sure that the Goyish world, I'm sure that in the New York Times, they're very busy finding some angle to print about this that has sinned to Klal Yisrael, and it surprises us. It surprises us. Halacha biyadua sheis of Sinai Yisrael. What we need to do in the face of such things is to change ourselves. To have such a Kabbalah, to be mekabel lo yeda mehamachlaikis asher sham, not to know from the machlaikim that are there. And when we know about it, not to talk about it. And when someone comes over to us and starts talking to us against Yidden, we should tell him, you know what? Better tell me something bad about Iran. Better tell me something bad about the Arabs. Why are you telling me something bad about Eretz Yisrael? Forgive me. This is my heritage to myself. It struck me today when the news came how we were in a dream world for 18 days. Is it a surprise that they're not alive? From a logical standpoint, it's not. But I think all of you, certainly I know about myself, we somehow were living in a world where this generated Achdus Yisrael, it just felt so good that we thought somehow the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in Eretz Yisrael would bring back the miracles of Eretz Yisrael. It didn't quite turn out the way we wanted. It could still turn out the way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants. It can still turn out to be something positive for me, and for you, to be mechazik ourselves. Lashon hara hiregesh leisha. We have to have that on our minds. We have to have it in our hearts. It has to stay with us. Kesheyetze l'Eretz Yisrael l'yeda mi'amachleikis asher sham. It has to be part of us. Has to be a piece of us. There's plenty to talk about. There's plenty of wonderful things that are going on to talk about. Please join me in being makabel. Being makabel what? Not to be over in Issa Lashon Hara. About Eretz Yisrael. Bas Einai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The place where our eyes and our hearts are towards all the time. Libi B'Mizrach V'Ani B'Saif Marav. Libi b'mizrach ani b'seif marav. In his poem, he writes, my heart is in Eretz Yisrael and I'm so far away. We need to have the hergish, the feeling. We need to protect. We need to have that sense of protection that we're going to say to Tehillim, I'm not sure for whom we're saying the Tehillim. I know in Alavaya we say Tehillim is a schus for the Niftarim. Hard for me to imagine that the Niftarim need us schusim. My Tehillim is that Klal Yisrael should learn from this. Klal Yisrael should be stronger for it. The Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael should be smarter and stronger from what's going on. Should learn our lesson. Not everyone's going to learn the lesson. But we should be a step closer to a Havana that what we say and what we do matters. That's our Amuna, that's our faith, that's our Betachin. That things we do and say matter. And that the Tehillim we've said for 18 days should have a place in Shemayim. If they didn't work to protect these boys, they should work to protect Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, to make us better, smarter, wiser, and better people. We know the mouth is the most dangerous organ. We should learn Shmiras HaPeh. May Kadosh Baruch Hu grant that we all make something positive from this, that we'll make something good come from it. Everybody in the Shalaylam. It's Yisrael's nikta be Yisurim. It's Yisrael's nikta with a lot of Yisurim. So was nikta with the Yisurim of the Holocaust. It was nikta with the Yisurim of wars. It was nikta with the Yisurim of mothers whose children go out to a battlefield. Yiddish kinder out in the battlefield. By Nishalayla. The Kenyan is done. Let's hope we could be mechazik ourselves from this. Let's hope we can make something positive of it. We should hopefully remember for years that we stood here together. We stood here together on the day that the three Shvuyim were found murdered, and we were makabel Rabbi Saul Salanta's call from a century ago, not to talk about, halavai, not to know from the machlokes in Eretz Yisrael, to have the chizuk, when word about machlokes comes up, we tell them to talk about the chsodim in Eretz Yisrael, the mesiras nefesh in Eretz Yisrael. We should be zaycha, B'ala ha-mavas l'netzach, imocha Hashem alakim dima mi'al kaponim, the families should somehow find a nechama and a strength. This group Zev to come up and lead us to Tehillim.